When I was a child, I was gifted a secondhand Sega Game Gear. For those of you not familiar with Game Gear, it was like Game Boy, but so much better. It was heavier, it was thicker, it was in full color. You didn't have to hold it into the light like an idiot. It came in this little carrying case where you guys, they had little, like, it was almost like a shoe holder, but for your games, and it had a plug where you could just plug it into the wall. Of course, it ran on batteries, but it also had this car charge. You plug it into the lighter of the car, and you can play it in the car. So on road trips, this was a dream. This was everything I could ever hope for. It was gifted to me by my uncle, who I believed played it incessantly. During his wife's pregnancy, and then I thought he was like, I gotta get rid of this, I'm playing it too much. Maybe he was banished from the home, I'm not sure. Anyway, he gave it to me with all these games. And I had a baseball game called The Majors, which I absolutely loved. I had Raw, which is incredible. Aladdin, The Lion King. It was really almost like a mini Genesis, but in your hand. It was the best. I had multiple golf games for some, well, because it's not mine. But one game I had, and I think it was the game that came with it, was Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Now, I had played Sonic before. I did not own a Sega Genesis myself, but I spent enough time at friends' houses who did have Genesis, or Genesis, I guess would be the plural. I, of course, had an NES, so I could play Double Dare. But I played Sonic often enough to be capable. I understand how, it was like every child knew how to play Sonic. You encountered it if you didn't have it, so everyone just kind of implicitly knew. But Sonic 2, I was not familiar with. And I would play, it's great. Here's a Sonic game of my own. I can play it, I can really beat it. Because usually when you're playing games at like a friend's house, you got like maybe the first three levels max, and then something else will happen. Either you have to go, or your parents are picking you up or something. You never really get far into games that you don't own. But when you own them, you're like, all right, I'm going to beat this motherfucker. Like, let's fucking go. I have the time. And I was really excited about it. And let me say, the game looks beautiful. It operates beautifully. It still works, by the way. And I was in, I believe, Zone 1. It's the end of Zone 1. If you remember Sonic, you go through maybe like three acts, and then there would be like this boss. And, you know, Sonic, normal Sonic shit. I don't know what to say. Getting coins, running fast, bow, 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 that whole deal. And at the very end, you get stuck on this kind of concrete hill. This is the very end of Zone 1, by the way. This is by no means the end of the game. This is like within the first 10 minutes of playing the game. You get stuck on this hill. And on one side is a giant crab claw that's just constantly opening and closing. It will catch you and pinch you. And it will pinch the coins out of you. And on the other end, down this hill, will bounce these, like, cannonballs. I don't know how to explain it. They just kind of bounce down, and you have to jump over them and also avoid slipping down the hill because you don't want to get pinched by this crab. And for whatever reason, I was not able to do it. And anytime I played that game, you would kind of go through the games in a cycle. You play the baseball, you win. You play the wrestling, you win. You play Aladdin and you fucking win. It's not an easy game. And you play Sonic and then you're stuck on this crab cannonball thing. Literally a rock and a hard place. I'm stuck between a crab claw and cannonballs. And I could never do it. And I couldn't even get my bearings. I had no idea what the strategy was. It was just kind of impossible. And I internalized it. I thought, oh my God, I'm horrible at this. Good thing I never played this at a friend's house. I don't want people to see me play a game like this. Like, this is embarrassing. This is a disgrace. And also, I hate to back in the day you, but you couldn't look any of this shit up. There were computers, but I couldn't type in, what the fuck is up with Sonic 2 for Game Gear? This is bullshit. I didn't have those abilities. So I didn't know what to do. So every couple months, I just say, okay, today's the day. And I crack my knuckles. And it's a good Sonic pun. And I would go play this game and I would get stuck at the end of the first zone. Just no escape, no inkling what to do. I read the instruction book 1,000 times. There's no information on this anywhere. I completely did not understand. So much so that I took it to an expert that I was related to. My cousin, at one point, I'm sure he's matured now and he's mildly grown out of this, but he was once registered as the third largest Nintendo fan in North America, okay? Serious shit. Obviously, had every Nintendo thing you could ever want, but also every other Sega Genesis. When he ended up, he now created a course to teach children how to make video games. He's like a mechanic of video games. He, like, if you have, like, an old radio, you'd bring it to him, but, like, the video game version of that. He knew every thing. He was the guru. He was the man just knew his shit. And he could just beat the things he would do with Mario. Oh my god. You've never seen such jumping in your life. Anyway, in a fit of desperation, I took this game to him and I explained the situation. I'm like, this is what's going on. And he played it and he couldn't do it. Well, now it was certainly a load off my mind. Now the issue is not with me, the issue is with this game. Because that is ridiculous, that is insane. He has no idea what the deal is. He had no idea why. It didn't make any sense. Years and years go by. I finally put the Game Gear away. I grow out of that phase, which is not true. I'd play the baseball in Raw like once a year. But this is now the years when the Wii came out. Whenever the hell that was, I can't really remember. Maybe I was in university, I'm not really sure. And they release a thing where it's like, you can buy all these classic games and play them on the Wii. And Nintendo bought that Sega library. And one of the games was Sonic 2. And I'm like, this is my day. This is my absolute day. I'm going to turn this around. So I bought the game. I was like, this is where, you know, I'm buying my childhood back. I bought the game. I'm all amped up. I'm playing it now, big screen right in front of my face. We get to the end of the zone. And I pass it, no problem. It's suddenly not a big deal at all. I'm like, well, what the hell? Did I get better? Did this game get worse? What is the deal? It was so easy that it completely blew my mind. So I looked it up. What had happened was, this was originally a game for Sega Genesis, and they would reformat it for the Game Gear. However, these developers got fucking lazy. And instead of reformatting the game for the Game Gear, they decided to just chop the screen in half. So you could never actually see when the cannonballs were coming. So you could not properly dodge them. That is some fucked up shit. That is just mean. That is some mean ass. There are kids playing this game. And you're so lazy. You're so fucking negligent. Whoever these developers are. Trying to save a dime, trying not to do the work that you are supposed to do, that you're out here ruining children's lives and ruining them in a way that left long-lasting effects. That I thought, you know, I was crushed. It was a great shame when I was 7 or something that I could not beat Sonic 2. I couldn't get past the first zone. It was horrible. I felt such a weight of shame. And lo and behold, years later, I find out it's just because they're lazy? Well, that's not very nice. So from the bottom of my heart and my childhood, fuck you, Sonic 2. This has been more content with RJ City.